There is one thing that is certain in life, and that is that life is uncertain. Jesus says we don't know the hour of his return. Neither do we know the hour of our departing from this earth. It may be with that great return of Christ, we might be living when that comes. But most of us will live out our days here, however many there are. We need to be ready for that last hour when we will see Jesus. Jesus gave these illustrations and parables in Matthew, the 24th and 25th chapter. The first three are about being ready. You don't know what time. Then the next ones are about how we are ready. And it has to do with our relationship with God and our relationship with others. Let's read about one of them in Matthew, the 24th chapter, beginning with the 44th verse. Therefore, be you also ready, for in such an hour as you think not the Son of Man comes. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord has made ruler over his household, to give them food in due season? Blessed is that servant, whom his Lord, when he comes, shall find so doing. Truly I say unto you, then he shall make him ruler over all his goods. But if that evil servant shall say in his heart, My Lord delays his coming, and shall begin to beat his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunkards, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looks not for him, and in an hour he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. You see, our relationship with God is all tied up with our relationship with others, just like Jesus said. The two great commandments, love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus told this story about one servant is taking care of those that he is associated with, that he is fulfilling his responsibility to others and has a loving relationship and a caring relationship with others. And when the Lord comes and finds him doing just what he wants him to do, loving others and having a good relationship with other people, he gives him his reward and makes him ruler over everything. But on the other hand, if the Lord comes and finds a wicked servant who says in his heart, look, the Lord's been a long time coming, and he begins to mistreat the people with whom he has relationships and the people around him, and to eat and drink with the drunkards and neglect taking care of the responsibilities that he has. The Lord of that servant will come when he's not looking for it, and in an hour that he doesn't know about. These are the words of Jesus, and the Lord shall cut him asunder and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites, that is, the actors, the people who are the pretenders, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. I want to be ready, and part of being ready is loving others and treating them right. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you for the words of Jesus. I thank you for the warnings that I have, as well as the encouragement in the words of grace and mercy. There are the words of judgment. I want to be ready. Oh Lord, help me to be a loving person. Help me to be a person that has the kind of love that you showed toward us, sacrificial love, a love that looks out for others. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.